Last Friday night in the loss to Marshall, the Wildcats offense rushed for nearly 400 yards, but hardly passed at all. This Friday, the Wildcats will be challenged by the defense of Ennis, the state number 7 rated school in Class 5A. I talked with Wildcats offensive coordinator Matt Young.
Basically, we were being real successful running the ball. The first half, I think we had one third down because we were getting 10 yards every two plays plus. And momentum kind of got going that way. We kind of felt that we'd be able to do some of that up front. And so we just went heavy run. And it was really good for us until 4th and 1 on our second to last possession, really how it kind of goes down. And just came up short, just a little bit disappointed how it ended up. I definitely had different plans for the final. But we played very physical up front. The Pryor, Hawkins, Rosemont, Glars all ran the ball really well. Receiver guys weren't getting the ball, but played really unselfish and had one of their better nights blocking down the field. And just didn't put the ball in the end zone enough to be victorious.
Ennis Lions won 8 in a row, lost their first two games, obviously went through a district that I think may be the toughest in the state of Texas, undefeated. So obviously they're hard to find weak spots in.
Yeah, we got a great opportunity. Get to play a quality opponent and see what our kids have. I think we've played some quality opponents the last few weeks, and our kids' level of play just continues to rise with the effort they're playing with. And they're good, but they're also – there's a reason you play the game. There's a reason that A&M goes to Auburn and wins. There's a reason that West Virginia gets beat at Texas is you're dealing with kids and you got to line up and play. And every Friday night across the state, there's teams that are supposed to win that get beat. And they are good. They're very talented. They got two really good defensive ends. They've got a big defensive tackle. And then some kids that are really well coached and play really hard in the back. And we're not trotting out playing TCU right now. We're playing a really good football team. So I think our kids will take the challenge. They'll be excited to see how they come out and how they play and how we get after them.
I just recall a game from years past when I was hearing some comments through a student that I knew was talking about that football guys were saying we didn't have a chance because they had D1 this and D1 that. And so I worry sometime about us building Ennis up into their next Superman, you know, a member of the Fantastic Four and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, you don't want the team to just come on the field and see them run out of the tunnel and just say, we got no shot.
Well, again, for us, they're not Longview.
Yeah.
And our kids have gone toe-to-toe with them. The score may not reflect it, but the way we move the football, we're very pleased with how our kids can handle the athleticism and the physical play those guys brought. And they're not that level. So from a coach's standpoint, not that we're sleeping well, but we understand what we're going against and like the plan that we have and the things that we have available to us that we feel confident we can execute.
KSST Sports.